Hello, 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 everyone. Thank you so much for joining in on my podcast. I am your host, Karonda Glover, and the title of my podcast is Creating a Mindset for Success. But I figured I'd get on here for a little while and just give you a little background about me and to let you know why I'm so passionate about mindset and motivation. 2015, a few years back, I lost everything. I lost my home, my job, and my car. And I was alone with my daughter at the time. Then baby girl was 10 years old. A lot of people would be devastated when something like this would happen. And it was devastating to me as well. But my mind kicked into survival mode. And I had to reprogram myself and think, okay, it's not as bad as it seems. Because of the fact, even though I lost my home, my goddaughter's aunt invited us in to come stay with her. We lived with her for a little bit until my brother found out I lost everything, and he wanted us to come up there with him in Nebraska. So we went up there to Nebraska, and the home situation I didn't really care for, and my daughter, I didn't want her to be in that environment. So, as my daddy says, there's only two things you can do when you're in a situation. One, shut up and deal with it, or two, get up and do something about it. So I got up and did something about it. We went through, at that time, this is from January 2015 till March when we left. No, April. We left and went to Nebraska. Put my daughter in the school up there. And then summertime came. Left out of my brother's home and moved into a shelter. We went through several different shelters. I had to put my child in daycare. Daycare I didn't know anything about. I didn't know anyone there. And I just set my daughter down and spoke to her and told her, look, you're going to have to put on your big girl panties, be a big girl for mommy, and stay here at this daycare. I will be calling and checking on you and making sure you're okay. And I did. I called and I checked on her, and she was fine. They let me talk to her, and she ended up making a few friends. She ended up braiding teacher's hair and stuff. So this shows you how children are very resilient. And with her mindset and me helping her to think positive, she made the best out of an awful situation. So at that time, I had an older daughter who lived in Vegas, and she invited us to come up there and stay with her. And she was getting ready to get her own place, but she couldn't afford it by herself. So long story short, took a bus all the way up there to Vegas, stayed there, had her own place. Everything was going wonderful. Came back down in August to come get my middle child, because we got a job for her. My oldest daughter got a job for her up there. She's a beautician to do hair privately. Came down here, my daughter got in some trouble with an ex-boyfriend or whatever he was to her, and long story short, we got stuck again. August 3rd, 2015. Now, this is from January to August, from staying where I was, moving into someone else's house, going to Nebraska, moving to Las Vegas, to coming back here in Arkansas and getting stuck yet again. The only good thing about it is that I knew the area, I knew people there, and I knew how to get around. So when I got stuck here, one of my friends and church members invited me and my daughter in to come stay. And she had 5 kids. Now, mind you, this was August 3rd. She had a vehicle. I didn't, but I did not depend on her to do everything for me, to take me to the store, take me to job interviews, none of that. Even though she offered, if she was going to the store or something, I would go with her. But I did not depend on her to do for me and my child. To me, she had done enough. She provided a roof over our head. Now, most people would be upset about this and be thinking, you know, I don't have a place to stay. No, my mindset was, I don't have my own place, but I have a roof over my head, me and my child. We have clothes on our back. Even though I only had 3 days worth of clothes and my daughter had a week's worth, we had clothes on our back and we did not have any holes in our clothes. And we had food in the refrigerator because we went to different churches and pantries and brought food in, and we cooked and shared food together. Now, August 3rd to August 27th. August 27th, still in the year 2015, I got a job. From August 27th to September 1st, I got us a place. It was all bills paid. Now, I applied for food stamps for me and my child. This job was paying $10.50 an hour. This is before I even got the job. It takes 30 to 45 days for them to process an application. So they declined me on predicted income of $10.50 an hour, okay? That would have been enough to make everybody drop, because it's like, okay, how am I going to eat? But I did not. I digress. I moved forward. I found ways to get food in the house when I did get paid. I went and bought stuff that I thought would, you know, last. And one of the church members that used to babysit Christina found out about it. She gave us my baby a bed. Church had ended up donating some furniture. Because a lot of people don't realize, when you lose everything, all you have is a suitcase, 3 days worth of clothes. My daughter had, it was really a duffel bag, and my daughter had her suitcase with a week's worth of clothes because she couldn't make up her mind as to what she was going to wear. That, all the rest of that stuff that I had, the little bit I did have left, was left in Vegas. It was lost. I could not get back to it. So once we got our place, about $700 a month, all bills paid. In a school district I did not want my daughter to go to, but I digress. She had a school to go to, had a roof over her head. The church member gave her a bed. I went looking for help, and someone called me and let me know a lady was redecorating the house, gave me her furniture. Gorgeous furniture. Gorgeous, gorgeous. A couch, a love seat, and a coffee table. Now, mind you, I still had to get pots, pans, plates, forks, spoons, towels, cleaning supplies, you know, things you wouldn't think of, a comb, a brush. Well, I think we had a comb and a brush. Things, you know, you wouldn't think of that you would need in order to make it. I had to walk to work every day, rain, sleet, shine, and snow, because I got the job in August 27th. I got our place September 1st. I did not get a vehicle until December 26th of 2015. Now, most people would have given up. Most people would have said, I can't do this. This is too much. No. I turned my mindset around to positive because of the fact there were people out in this world who still were a lot worse off than me and my child. There are a lot of people still in this world who are a paycheck away from being homeless. Thank God everything turned around in 2015, where I end up getting a job, I end up getting a vehicle, and then March of 2016, I was able to move to the school district that my daughter was used to and went to school with and grew up with people and since preschool. So all of that, long story short, end up getting a job down the road from the house. My oldest daughter found out she was pregnant. So I became a Gigi in July. July 5th, my grandson was born. Please excuse the notifications. Now, during this time, I also was speaking to a friend. We've been friends for years, for over 10 years. We've been talking, and we end up getting closer. To show you how God works when everyone's like, you know, I can't make it, this is not going to happen. God gives you what you lost and then some. Because when I went to these different clothing areas and stuff, thrift stores to go get clothes and was getting help. The funny thing about it is, everything that I ended up giving away when I left because I lost my home, I end up getting back. They were in the thrift stores, my pots and pans, my dishes, my clothes, my baby's blanket that she lost when we lost everything. I mean, it was just amazing how all the stuff that I had given away to charity because I had nowhere to go and nowhere to put it, end up coming back to me. I mean, just, it was just amazing. But the point is, if my mindset was set on, oh, woe is me and I can't do this and I'm just going to lay down and die, then we would have made it. No telling where we would be right now. And I had to get into a positive mindset in order to make it and motivate myself in order to make it. A lot of people see their situation right now as being bad, especially with everything that's going on right now in the world. It's very easy to get depressed. It's very easy to get down. But you know what? Anytime you think your situation is bad, you need to change that negative around to a positive and think about that there's always someone who's doing worse than you. Now, I made it as a single mother at that time. I am now married to a wonderful, wonderful man. I've been married before. This is my second marriage. And this is a man and not a boy. And telling you what God will give you back that you've lost. I lost several years being with that man, but I can't blame him totally for it. I have to blame myself because people can't do anything to you that you don't allow. But I realized that was not a healthy marriage. I realized he was not meant for me. He was still a child. He was not a man. And I let go and divorced. When I met my husband, we've been friends for years. And we still continue to be friends. But we got closer towards the end of 2016. We are now married. We got married in 2020 of last year. And when I tell you everything that I always wanted in a husband that I prayed for, that's in the Bible the way it's supposed to be, this is this man. He cares for me. He loves me. He takes care of me when I was sick. I didn't even have to do my last husband. I had to take care of myself. He takes care of my kids. He loves my kids. They're grown except for one. He ain't my dog. He takes care of my dog that we got. I mean, I just want to give you a little bit of background about myself so you can see why I'm so passionate about mindset, why I'm so passionate about motivation, because I want you to know you can get through whatever you're going through. All you have to do is change your mindset and have a positive mindset, and you can make it through anything. Whenever you think anybody's situation, whenever you think your situation is bad, think about somebody else. If you're walking and don't have a car, don't get upset, because I did not complain this whole entire time. I kept a smile on my face and I kept it pushing, honey. I did not have time to sit up and complain and do what was me, what was me. I had to change my mindset and say, okay, this is what we're going to do. This is what I do have. Okay, no, I do not have a vehicle, but you know what? I can walk. There are some people who can't walk. There are some people who don't even have the feet. Some people who wish they could walk. So I could not sit up there and just drop dead and say, oh, I don't have a car. I can't do this. No, I did not do that. I saw it as my opportunity. Okay, now I'm walking. I don't have a vehicle. I need to lose weight anyway. So I started walking. I mean, at least I could do that. I didn't have a job at the time, but I was able to find a job. And I started working. I worked my butt off. I worked overtime. Anything I could do, I did it to get where I needed to be. And I say all that to let you know, a mind is a terrible thing to waste. Please excuse the notification. A mind is a terrible thing to waste. And that's why I wanted to come on here and give you a little bit of background about me and why I'm so passionate about mindset. Because you can change your mindset no matter how low the situation looks, no matter how bleak the situation looks. You can turn your mindset around and stay positive during a bleak and down situation, era, or period in your life. I want you to know that I love you. I want you to know I thank you for listening to me. I want you to know that God loves you and that this too shall pass and we will make it. I will be on here giving more tips about mindset. I'm helping motivating you to let you know you can get through this. And also, the icing on the cake. I lost everything in 2015. I got everything back, or regained a lot of stuff in 2016. Came back again and redid everything again in 2018. Please forget the notification. They're trying to get a hold of me. In 2018. And now I have a house full of furniture, dining room, table, house, everything. And a house down in Georgia. Because I now live in another state. Me and my husband got married, and I stayed in the state for my daughter so she could finish graduating. But we're going to move back. So I got double of what I lost. I didn't have a vehicle, and then I got a new vehicle. I got a used vehicle. It is 2021. I am driving a brand new 2020 vehicle, and I also am working for myself. So it can be done. You have to be patient and trust the process. You have to change your mindset. Get yourself together. Think positive no matter how bad the situation looks. Always look on the brighter side of everything. There's always a rainbow at the end of a storm. Always, always, always think positively. Anytime you get a negative thought in your mind, change it. Change it to a positive thought and watch how your life will change thereafter. Thank you so much for joining me for my podcast. I just want to give you a little background about myself and why I'm so passionate about mindset. We're going to keep on coming on here, giving you more tips, motivating you more, helping you change that mindset, rooting you on, and letting you know this too shall pass and you can do it. Thank you so much for joining. This is your host, Karonda Glover, for creating a mindset for success. And remember, a mind is a terrible thing to waste.